Today is July 6, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover Dr. Jordan Peterson's idea that lasting change starts with the smallest possible step, Dr. Michael Neal's research on lithium and the hippocampus, and the ways Dr. Eric Berg and pharmacist Mason Carnaby say you can support your immune system through sleep, movement, and knowing your own numbers. Here's something worth holding on to today. You are not broken, and you are not starting from zero. Your body already carries systems built for repair, for defense, for growth. The work isn't to force your way into wellness. It's to gently support what's already working in your favor. That's really what self-advocacy means in a health context. Not overhauling your entire life overnight, but noticing where you have agency, however small, and using it. Dr. Jordan Peterson, speaking on the Diary of a CEO, put this into words beautifully. He explained that recovery from depression, anxiety, or painful relationship patterns almost never comes from one dramatic turning point. Instead, it comes from finding the smallest step you can honestly commit to and taking it. He described a patient who was too depressed to get out of bed. Her first step wasn't a walk around the block. It was simply sitting upright for 30 seconds. 2 weeks later, she was walking hospital hallways. Peterson calls this kind of progress exponential rather than linear. Think of compound interest, slow and almost invisible at first, and then, gradually, it accelerates. The lesson isn't try harder. It's start smaller than feels necessary and let momentum do the rest. That same spirit of gentle support shows up in Dr. Michael Neal's work on the hippocampus, the part of your brain responsible for memory, learning, and emotional resilience. Building on Peterson's idea that growth compounds over time, Neal's points out that the hippocampus is actually one of the few brain regions capable of growing brand new nerve cells throughout your entire life. This ongoing growth, called neurogenesis, is tied to curiosity, compassion, and your ability to bounce back from hard things. More importantly, Neal's highlights a trace mineral you may never have thought about, lithium. Not the high-dose psychiatric medication, but the tiny amounts naturally found in shellfish and some water sources. He explains that lithium appears to support neurogenesis by encouraging a brain chemical called BDNF, essentially fertilizer for new brain cells, while also calming inflammation in the brain. He references a striking 2025 study published in Nature, where Harvard researchers measured 27 trace elements in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. Out of all of them, lithium was the one whose levels tracked most closely with how advanced the disease was. Neal's pairs this with two other familiar nutrients, omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D, and notes something worth sitting with. The average American's omega-3 index sits around 4%, while the ideal is closer to 11%. That's a meaningful gap, and one that's often addressed simply through food. Now let's turn to your immune system, because it has its own quietly heroic story. As explained in Dr. Eric Berg's presentation, your body is constantly scanning for abnormal cells and correcting course before problems take hold. Picture it like an internal security team on permanent patrol. Proteins like P53, sometimes nicknamed the guardian of the genome, and natural killer cells that identify and neutralize anything that looks irregular. Here's the part that really underscores how much daily habits matter. Berg's presentation notes that just one night of only 4 hours of sleep can reduce natural killer cell activity by 30%. That's not a small dip. That's nearly a third of your immune patrol going quiet after a single rough night. It's a powerful reminder that sleep isn't a luxury. It's maintenance for your defense systems. Pharmacist Mason Carnaby, speaking on Ben Greenfield Life, echoes this same philosophy from a different angle. Rather than following supplement trends, Carnaby tracks his own vitamin D, cortisol, and lipid panel results and lets those numbers, not marketing claims, guide his choices. Think of these lab values like a visual progress map for your wellness. Instead of guessing whether something is working, you can actually see the trend line and adjust course based on real feedback from your own body. So what does all of this mean for you, today, right now? Start with the step Peterson describes, something so small it feels almost silly to count as progress. Sitting outside for 5 minutes. Sending one text you've been putting off. Tidying a single drawer. The size truly doesn't matter. What matters is that you actually do it, because that's what starts the compounding. Alongside that, consider a short walk after a meal, since Berg's presentation points to blood sugar and insulin balance as another quiet form of immune support. And tonight, if you can, give your sleep a little extra protection. Dim the lights earlier, set your phone aside, maybe take a warm shower before bed. Given how much a single short night can affect your immune patrol, this is one of the highest leverage things you can do for free. If you're curious about your own numbers, Carnaby's approach offers a nice template. Ask your provider about checking vitamin D and talk through whether your omega-3 intake through fatty fish or algae-based sources, as Niels recommends, is where it should be. And don't underestimate connection. Niels references research published in Science showing that positive social bonding, even something as simple as eye contact with a dog, raises oxytocin in ways that may support hippocampal health. A short call with someone you love counts as wellness too. One quick and important note, this briefing is educational, not a replacement for professional medical care. Any changes to supplements, lithium, vitamin D, or otherwise, should happen alongside your healthcare provider, especially if you manage other medications or conditions involving your kidneys, thyroid, or mental health. If Peterson's discussion of trauma resonates with you, please explore it with a qualified mental health professional rather than alone. And if you're in crisis, reach out right now. In the U.S., that's 988. In the U.K., Samaritans at 116-123. Time-sensitive symptoms like chest pain, sudden weakness, or trouble speaking always warrant an emergency call, not a wait-and-see approach. For today, here's your one simple, cost-free step. Pick a moment this evening to dim the lights 15 minutes earlier than usual and let your body ease into rest. That's it. That's the whole assignment. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.